seeing a difference, by the way, in the delivery of babies and the health of the babies? This could be for either one of you. We'll start with you, Dr. Thorpe, between the babies that are born by unvaccinated mothers versus those that have been injected?
Yes, absolutely, Stu. There is so much avalanche of data from all over the world that I've reviewed, and I think I sent you my slide deck, PowerPoint. I mean, we're talking about birth rates declining all over the world, all the different countries of the world. I sent you those slides. Catastrophic loss in birth rate, increase in miscarriage, increase in severe preeclampsia, increase in fetal malformations, increase in fetal death in the womb, increase in fetal cardiac arrest, fetal cardiac malformation, placental thrombosis. We're seeing a significant increase in preterm delivery. We're seeing the babies that do survive. I'm seeing significant increase in abnormal outcomes. My main concern with these babies, and I hope that it's not permanent, is VAIDS. VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S. Vaccine-induced acquired immune deficiency syndrome. These children cannot, these babies, these newborns cannot mount. They don't have a normal immune system. They are at increased risk for death and dying from autoimmune disease, from blood clot, from cardiac arrhythmias, and also from cancers and from opportunistic infections. It's a bloody disaster.